And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at War Memorial Stadium to start the fourth quarter, your Mountain Home Bombers trail 31-21 to the Parkview Patriots. Second down, Landon Rogers is going to keep for Parkview. He's going to take it outside. He's going to beat one tackler and finally drug down by Brody Patterson at the 20-yard line after a four-yard pickup for the Patriots. That's going to bring up third and six from the Mountain Home 20. Tobias, great job by Patterson there. You know, really stopped the big play. That was a score, potentially.
That's a touchdown-saving tackle right there. You're absolutely right.
Rogers in the backfield with Joyner. Takes the snap. He hands it straight ahead. Joyner is following the lineman, and he's up the middle, and he's free for a touchdown. Untouched. That is a 20-yard touchdown run for the Patriots with 11:24 left in the contest. And that puts the Patriots up 37-21.
You definitely don't want to make it look that easy. Like you said, untouched. Again, back to believe that a counter play that they love so much, that they've done so well with tonight, and just weren't able to stop it.
Revelta on for the extra point attempt. He's been true on all his kicks tonight. Takes the snap. It's a little bit of a flutter back there. He gets the kick down, and it is good. Revelta makes the extra point and puts up Parkview by 17, 38-21, 11:24 remaining. We'll be back with more Bomber football right here on Classic Hits 101.7.
The time is now to come see why Nisari Home Mortgage was voted the number one mortgage lender in the Twin Lakes area 6 years in a row. We have the expertise to fill your mortgage needs. Whether you are a first-time home buyer, a refinancing, or seeking a VA loan, let us help you get to the end zone. Cheer those Bombers, then give us a call at 870-425-8351 or visit nisarimortgage.com. NMLS 136034, Equal Housing Lender. Go Bombers!
We continue with Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at War Memorial Stadium, the Bombers trail Little Rock Parkview 38-21. We've seen that explosiveness in the backfield there, Tobias, now on several occasions.
We have. Little Rock Parkview's done a good job tonight. Their offense is exactly what we expected. And, Mountain Home's done a good job so far. Still a lot of time left. We've seen some sparks of hope. We've had some great turnover conversions, and we'll see what happens here.
All right, the Bombers are looking to get back in this ball game. Down 17 points. Revelta's ready to kick it off. He's got Logan Walker to kick it off to, as well as Brody Patterson. This kick is going to come down and be fielded by Walker at the 6. He's out to the 20. The 25. He hits a seam. He's out to the 35. He's got one man to beat. He beats him. He's got to outrun Landon Rogers, and he won't be able to do that, but he's going to get the ball all the way out to the 40-yard line. That was impressive.
Like that, everything changes.
That is a 54-yard kick return by Logan Walker. That's the best return he's had all season. He has come so close. And if that's anybody but Landon Rogers, he's going for 6.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Sonny.
All right, twins to both sides for the Bombers. Can they take advantage of the big kickoff return? Hershberger and McKay in the backfield. He's going to fake the handoff, and he's going to throw deep. He throws it up for Barnett, and overthrows him, and incomplete second down.
I like that. I like that. Barnett's made some great catches tonight. Just wasn't able to put the throw on the money. But
Coach Airy had talked about, we got to get some more receivers involved in this passing game other than Walker, and they took a shot to Barnett and just couldn't come up with a connection. Second down and 10 from the 40-yard line. McKay takes the snap again. He's ready to pass. He throws quickly, and he throws incomplete. He threw over the middle in the general vicinity of Dawson Tabor.
He had to get rid of
that one pretty fast.
He did a little bit of a blitz there. I mean, he had a guy right in his face. He had to get rid of it or he was going to get sacked.
All right. Third and 10. Will Parkview pin their ears back and try and blow the drive up with a sack? Of course, Mountain Home now down 17. Every possession is crucial. McKay's in the shotgun, flanked by Hershberger. Twins to the top and the bottom of the field. He's awaiting the snap. He's got it. He's going to throw quickly. Back in, and he's trying to throw that screen pass to Walker, and it was blown up. That was Tripp White, the safety right in the middle of it, and that is a big man. That's 6'3", 205 coming right at Walker. They were not able to make the connection, and there is no doubt the Bombers, they're in the fourth down mode. They have got to go after three straight incompletions at the 40-yard line, down 17 points in the fourth quarter. Just 11:06 left in this ball game. McKay is in the shotgun. He's joined by Hershberger. Twins to the top and the bottom of the field. He's looking back. He's rolling. He's rolling. And now he's going to throw for Walker. And it's over his head and incomplete. Walker was able to get one mitt on it but could not come up with the catch. And that is going to be a turnover on downs at the 40-yard line, Tobias.
That's a hard one to swallow there. I think McKay's kicking himself a little bit because I think he probably had the lane there to be able to run for the first down.
He did. He got caught in between and decided to go ahead and throw the ball. And, boy, it's just one of those things that's hard for a high school kid.
It is. I mean, it's a tough decision there, and, you know, just unfortunately it didn't connect.
That's a tough decision for a professional on Sunday,
that's
a college
right.
player on Saturday, and really tough for a high school player on Friday night. Rogers is back in. He's going to keep it himself. He's going to pull it and run it himself, and he's going to easily hit out to the 50-yard line and beyond. He's going to take that for a 12-yard gain all the way down to the Mountain Home 48-yard line. Tobias, looks like the Mountain Home defense starting to get a little bit gassed.
Well, they've spent a lot of time on the field. I mean, you know, Parkview's done a good job of really just chewing up this clock and getting yard by yard by yard. And I think the defense is starting to get a little tired. We're seeing some hands on the hip a little bit.
Yeah, we're seeing a couple of substitutions. Tabor in on defense now for him and Cody Abel in for Ofa. Fakes the handoff, throws it out wide, and it's caught. And a defender fell down. Now he's going to break it up the sidelines and finally be knocked out of bounds inside the 10-yard line at the 5. He's trying to catch a number on that receiver.
Mason Walker was the one that made the tackle and really the touchdown-saving tackle.
That is the big man. That is Fawad Raja. And he takes it in, and he's going to take it for a 43-yard gainer down to the 5-yard line. And, boy, Parkview's looking to put the icing on the cake right here. Rogers stands at his 10, waiting the shotgun snap. He's flanked by Joyner. He's going to hand it to Joyner. He's going to run right up the middle, untouched, for a touchdown. They're just following that trap play and following it to the end zone.
They really like to go back, and they've had so much success with it tonight, and we've just not figured out how to blow it up.
10:17 remaining in the contest, and this close game has now turned into a 44-21 lead for the Parkview Patriots, who are running away here in the fourth quarter. Revolta is on for the extra point kick, trying to make it a 24-point lead. Kick is up, and it is good. And your score now stands at 21-45 in favor of Parkview. 10:17 left to play. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
COVID-19 has changed the way we do some things.
But it has not changed the expert care at UAMS.
Whether you need emergency care
or to schedule an appointment at any of our clinics,
we're more than ready to safely care for you, whether in person or through a virtual visit, anywhere in Arkansas.
Don't put your health on hold.
UAMS Health, for a better state of health.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at War Memorial Stadium, and the Parkview Patriots have scored two quick touchdowns in the fourth quarter to break this game open and lead the Mountain Home Bombers 45-21 with 10:17 left to go in the contest. Giovanni Revelta tees it up and is getting ready to kick it off for the Patriots. Logan Walker had the great return on the previous kickoff. He's ready to field it along with Brody Patterson, and they're going to kick it. It's a line drive. It skips up to Walker. He takes it at the 7-yard line. He's out across the 15 to the 20, bounces off, spins, and is going to take it out past the 25, and he'll be downed at the Mountain Home Where are they going to spot it? At the about the 28-yard line. Nice return. That is a 22-yard return this time. First down and 10 from the 28. Tobias, if you're the Bombers, what do? Do you try and work on getting better for next week? Do you try and just cut into this lead?
With 10 minutes left, I think you got to take a couple quick shots, kind of see what happens. I don't think it's time to quite just pack up the bus yet, but I think we take a couple shots and see what happens.
All right, McKay and Hershberger in the backfield. Three receivers to the left, and they're looking to throw, and he is flushed. And now he's being pursued, and he throws to Tabor, complete, out past the 40, and he's going to be brought down at the 43-yard line. A nice 15-yard pickup. Boy, McKay did a great job to roll away from that pressure and did a great job throwing on the run that time.
I've never seen a quarterback like that able to roll to his opposite side and throw the ball like McKay is. I mean, that's just not an easy thing to do, and he does it so well.
He's back again to take the shotgun snap, and he's ready to pass, and he's going to throw it inside on that slant pattern to Tabor. And again, they cannot connect. A little bit of a rub there with the defender. That's Trent Bennett coming up and making some contact as Tabor goes for that pass. Tabor a little bit hobbled. You know, Tabor just been back for about three games, still getting his conditioning back. Bombers back to the line in a passing formation with twins to both sides, two receivers to both sides. Hershberger in the backfield, and it's going to be the quarterback draw. And he pulls it down. He's got some running room, and he's got a blocker out front. He tries to get to the block and can't, but he's going to take it out to the 48-yard line. He's going to get a 5-yard gain and make it 3rd and 5, which is a more convertible situation.
It looked like they were setting up the bubble screen over there on the left-hand side, and it looks like that got blown up. So he took the ball and scrambled right and just made something out of nothing. There.
Yeah,
good job by McKay.
He had Brill out there trying to give him a block, and he just couldn't get to the block before the defender closed in. All right, 3rd down and 5, 4-down territory. Obviously don't have to get it all in one play. Trips to the left. McKay and Hershberger in the backfield, and it's a pass. And he's looking, and it's blown up, and it is a sack. Parkview brings the pressure. And this time we finally see Montavious Goins. He gets home for the sack, and it is a big loss all the way back to the Mountain Home 40-yard line.
Parkview stays in this man coverage, Sonny, and I'm looking around at the receivers, and there's not one guy that's open. I mean, they just got this lockdown coverage. Doing a good job by Parkview.
Mount Home in a punting formation now. Tabor is back deep, awaiting the snap. Bombers forced to punt again. Tabor gets a good kick away. Receiver's going to let this go out of bounds. And boy, they are coming back up the field and got a good kick, but it didn't get deep. It's going to be at the 37-yard line. Great field position again for the Little Rock Parkview Patriots. All right, Tobias, we talked about it a while ago. They're up 24. When do they decide they just want to get out of here?
Yeah, you know, I was looking to see if they made any kind of adjustments, bringing any second-string players in for Parkview. I'm looking here to see who's lining up at quarterback.
That is Rogers, number 15 back there.
I don't anticipate, knowing this coach, that he's going to take his foot off the gas.
Joyner in the backfield with him. Hands it off to Joyner. Joyner is going to be met at the line of scrimmage by Brock Boget, Ofa Valdez, and Gage Lindsay, and they're going to throw him for a loss, a 1-yard loss to the 36. We've seen Mountain Home do that several times, Tobias. They just can't get that consistent disruption.
Good job there. They met him right at the line of scrimmage, made a great tackle. Good job there by the defense.
2nd and 11 for Parkview. Rogers in the backfield with Joyner. He fakes the handoff, and he throws a screen out to the receiver, number 3, who makes the catch. But the Bombers blow it up. First was on the tackle was Brody Patterson, and Boget finishes off that connection. Goes to Jalen Smith. They're going to mark that for no gain to the 36, and that brings up 3rd and 11, Tobias.
Sonny, one of the things I've noticed tonight is Brody Patterson is flying around to the football. His number, we've called it several times tonight. He has been all over the field tonight on this defense and just done a tremendous job.
Rogers back to pass. He's looking, and it's a double pass or double move pass. And he throws it up for Smith, throws it outside, and Smith cannot come up with the catch. It is going to bring up fourth down and 11 from the 36 for the Patriots, and it looks like the punt team will come onto the field.
With the play call like that, you've got to suspect that their coach is just not quite comfortable with the lead they have, knowing how fast Mountain Home can score. So it looks like he might just be trying to get one more score on the board. But a good job by the defense there, keeping it from happening.
All right, Parkview back to punt. Trying to check the number on that punter. He looks like a receiver trying to punt. The kick is away. It's a wobbly one. It's going to hit and check up and come back to the Bomber 40-yard line. And it's going to be about the 41. That's only, gosh, Tobias, that's only a 24-yard punt.
Sonny, I bet you could kick it that far.
On a good day.
On a good day.
I might blow out a quad afterwards, but...
Yeah, who was that? That wasn't their typical punter back there. I wonder if they're just letting one of their seniors take a shot at it.
I'm not sure. That almost, I really thought that was Jaquelin Haney back there, number 12. But Coach Boulding, he's mad about something, complaining. He's up 24, and he's riding the officials about a call he thinks he didn't get. You know, Tobias, the Bombers here, tough situation trying to get back in this ball game. And I want to take a second while we got a little break in the action to say get well soon to Brad Haworth. Brad is homesick, and we're missing you, buddy. I'm only trying to hold your shoes down, you know, not even trying to fill them. We're just trying to get through the ball game. And
you're getting the B team tonight. But
that's right. Brad, get well soon, Bradley. I miss you, buddy.
Thoughts and prayers, man.
Anything you need, you call us and let us know. First and 10 for the Bombers at their 41-yard line. Little speed option to the right this time. It pitches it out to Hershberger. Not a lot there. That's going to just get back to the line of scrimmage. Bombers just really have not get this offense on track. They have had some success in the second half of the passing game. This running game, boy, just being stifled.
Yeah, you know, Parkview, I think one of the things that you didn't hear a lot about was the speed of their defense. They're very fast at flying the football, making it really tough for the Bombers tonight.
Second and 10, they're back to passer, rolling the pocket to the right. McKay throwing, and he overthrows both his intended receivers. He kind of had two men in the area. He was throwing short to Tabor, long to Walker, and misfires over both intended receivers. Third and 10 for the Bombers, and the Bomber passing rhythm that they found, they've now lost it again.
Yep, it seems like it's kind of slipped away a little bit. They've just not been able to connect. And for whatever reason, it seems like McKay's having to he's not having as much time there to set up in the pocket to deliver the pass. He's having to be on the run a lot more. So,
I'm trying to decide if these are designed pocket rolls or not. I kind of think that there might be a little bit of trying to get that pocket moving. He's back to pass again. He's looking on the wheel route. He's throwing out for Hershberger, and he overthrows the intended receiver. He had him open for a step. Could have gotten the first down and the ball just out of reach. Fourth and 10 for the Bombers from the 41, and on comes the punt team. Boy, I like that wheel route with Hershberger. We've seen a couple of touchdowns on that this year, and this time they just can't get the rhythm, can't get the connection, and the Bombers will be forced to punt again. I know, boy, this is going to be one that the Bombers look back at, Coach Airy, Coach Ackland, and just kick themselves for some of the missed opportunities that they've had tonight. Tabor, he'll punt it away, and this one is a wobbly one, but it's going to hit and take a Bomber bounce, and not a very wise decision to field that football by the return man, but he hauls it in, and it'll be tackled immediately at the Parkview 17-yard line.
I think Roger was trying to run before he had to caught the ball.
Well, he let it hit, and he decided to let it check up and take off with it. And, boy, good thing Roger's got some sure hands because he took a nice little lick there on the coverage team. Not sure if that wasn't Patterson again on the coverage. The Bombers, though, defensively getting a little tired. You can kind of see it, but they keep coming up with some stops and some forcing turnovers. I know that's one thing they're going to be happy about tonight is all the turnovers that they force. Not trying to find the silver lining, but you got to find good things to emphasize as you get ready for your playoff game. Hand it off to Joyner, and he's around the right end, and he is breaking free, dragging several tacklers out past the 30 and the 35, and he'll be finally brought down at the 37-yard line after a big 20-yard pickup. First and 10 for the Bomber, or for the Patriots, from their own 37-yard line. Well, they've got some great athletes here at Parkview. I mean, they just need a little bit of room, Tobias, and it's off to the races.
They do. They're so fast and physical, and they're a really good team. They've done a great job tonight.
Yeah, you kind of wondered how good could they have been if they'd have gotten to play Lake Hamilton and Greenwood, the two top teams. Another handoff this time. They're going to hand it off to, looked like, Walter Hobbs, number 18, into the ball game.
If I was a betting man, I bet that game wouldn't be as important tonight had Parkview have played both of those teams.
Speaking of that important game right now, Greenwood on top in a back-and-forth affair, 31-28 for the 6A West Conference Championship. Greenwood leads Lake Hamilton down at Piercy, Arkansas. Tough place to play. Also in the conference, Russellville up 47-42 over Siloam Springs. And Mountain Home, they would need a major rally. 5 minutes to go. They're looking about possibly going on the road for the playoffs. We'll have to wait to see how everything shakes out, but it's looking like a road trip to Little Rock. Parkview, and the ball's on the ground. The Bombers have tried to pounce on it. Big Zach Spalding got his mitts, but covered it up. That was Hobbs again, and Hobbs puts the ball on the ground. Gets his own fumble back, but it's going to be a loss on the play of 2 yards and bring it back to 3rd and 9 for Parkview.
It's almost like he tried to dribble it. He picked it right back up.
Well, you know, there's a lot of times in the past Parkview's been ready for the round ball season right now, but not this year. The Patriots got a chance to make some noise in the playoffs. Rogers at quarterback. He's going to fake it, and he's going to keep it. And actually, this is not Rodgers. They have finally made a move and gotten Rodgers out of the ball game. This is number 4 now at quarterback. Tripp White, the big safety, is in at quarterback. He's going to keep it, and he's going to run it out outside the 40, but he's short of a first down. He only gets it to the 43. That's a 5-yard pickup, 4th and 5, and the punt team comes back onto the field for Parkview.
A little concerned. There's two Bomber players ran into each other. Looked like got their bell rung pretty good.
It's Kendrick Johnson back to punt for the Patriots, and he has been the punter all night. So the punting game a little weak for the Patriots. Revelt is pretty strong. This time he gets the roll, and it's going to kick up and roll and roll and roll inside the 20, inside the 15, down past the 10. And it's going to be first down for the Bombers at the 9-yard line. Just 3:29 left in the ball game.
That looked like a watermelon kick. He he held the ball sideways, kicked it, rolled sideways.
Like a spiral, but it was like rolling sideways. And boy, when it hit, it kicked and it took off. Now they're going to say that ball is at the 10-yard line, and we have a break in the action. Timeout Mountain Home. We'll take it with them. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Locker Room is your hometown sporting goods store. Whether it's business, team, or personal, no order is too big or small. The Locker Room, they do it all. Hats, t-shirts, and jackets. Locally owned and operated, The Locker Room specializes in screen printing, monogramming, trophies, and major label sporting apparel and accessories. Show support of your favorite team with their personally customizable masks. The Locker Room, proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East, next to Pizza Hut of Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
All right, timeout on the field. Mountain Home has subbed in the second string offense. Going to get these starters out for the last 3:29, try to stay healthy for next week's playoff game. Probably going to be at Pine Bluff if the scores hold. Right now, Pine Bluff leading Sheridan 19-9.
I think that's a smart move here, Sonny, at this point.
I agree, Tobias. At quarterback right now, I should be checking to see if that's Barnett or not. It is, and he's going to hand it off. And the ball's on the ground, dropped and fumbled and recovered by the Patriots.
It's like that was covered by number 32.
That was fumbled by number 32. I don't know who got
Jordan Allison.
That's right. Jordan Allison. Good eyes. The Bombers. Try to get the offense off the field, but can't do it. Can't run any clock off. Turn the ball back over. And now it's going to be 1st and 10 for the Patriots from the Mountain Home 12, and if I'm not mistaken, that is the first Bomber turnover of the night.
Yeah, you know, you make substitutions there. You want to get those guys some reps, and you know, you just hate to see that because you really want those guys some reps going into the playoffs, and just hate that there's turnover there.
Bombers starting defense back in the game. They're going to hand it off. It's up the middle to Hobbs. Hobbs is inside the 10, down to the 7. It's finally stopped at the 5 after a 7-yard pickup for the Patriots. That's Hobbs and Tripp White in the backfield. White, a junior, probably the heir apparent to Landon Rogers. He's a very athletic-looking young man, but you can obviously tell he does not have the feet and the speed that Landon Rogers has. Landon Rogers is special, folks. That's all you can say about it.
He definitely stands out.
Second and 3, they're going to hand it to Hobbs. He's hit first in the backfield, but now he's going to pop it outside. He's going to bounce off a tackler, and he's going to be dragged down at the 1-yard line. He was trying for a stretch for the end zone, could not reach the pylon, but it is going to be first and goal from the Mountain Home 1. Parfee looking to drop a hammer down on the Bombers, and they're going to bring in a big back or an extra lineman. That comes in. Jalen Williams is going to come in. 5'9", 195 linemen. They're going to go in a tight formation. 2:25 remaining. Two timeouts for the Bombers. Two timeouts for the Patriots. And White in at quarterback. He's with Hobbs in the backfield. It's not a victory formation. They are lined up to run a play. Takes it. He's going to hand it off to Hobbs. Hobbs runs to his right and is swallowed up by Ofa Valdez for a loss of 1 on the play. Back to the 2-yard line. Tobias, the Bombers, they don't want to give up. They don't want to give up this touchdown. Still fighting for pride.
You're right, Sonny. That's one of the things I love about this team, and you've seen it time in and time again this year. You know, until the bus is fired up, they don't give up. They keep fighting. And that's what I love about this team, and I think that speaks a lot about the culture of the team. I think that speaks a lot about that can-do, never-quit attitude that Aries instilled in these players.
Second and goal from the 2, White and Hobbs in the backfield. The snap is high. It's loose. White is trying to get it. The ball is still rolling around. The Bombers think they have it. Big Zach Spaulding says they have it. Well, let's see when they untangle this pile. A Market Parkview recovery back at the 15-yard line, but that is going to be a 13-yard loss for Tripp White, who could not haul in that snap. So, third and goal from the 15-yard line. Just 1 minute left in this contest. 45-21, Patriots over the Bombers. The Bombers are going to fall to 5-5 on the season and finish 3-4 in the 6A West in their first go-around in this conference. But Bombers, you know, they fought back. It was a 31-21 game at one time before Parkview assaulted this away. Now Parkview's going to go into the victory formation. They're going to snap it. They're going to take a knee for a 1-yard loss back to the 16. 30 seconds left. They won't have to snap the ball. That's the end of the ball game as the teams make their ways to the sidelines. Coaches coming over to congratulate each other. It is a final score from War Memorial Stadium in Little Rock. Little Rock Parkview Patriots, they moved to 7-1 with a 45-21 win over the Mountain Home Bombers. We'll be back with the postgame show right here on Classic Hits 101.7.
The game is over, but our broadcast continues. The Bombers postgame show is next on Classic Hits 101.7. ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers! Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Chad Beshears, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, understands this. That's why Chad Beshears is a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers football team on Classic Hits 101.7. For all of your investment needs, call 425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Getting away from it all's been incredibly important these past few months. Creating memories with family in a nice, safe recreational vehicle is also an amazing way to socially distance. Sounds like your own little piece of heaven, right? Ideal RV has known that secret since 1971, offering not only great new and used RVs, but also full-service maintenance, repair, winterization, and storage facilities. For the ideal memory maker, it's Ideal RV. Call Ideal RV, Highway 5 North, 481-5400.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
The Arkansas Prostate Cancer Foundation is reaching out to men and their families all across Arkansas. Know your stats. 1 in 9 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in his lifetime. Stay in the game. All men ages 45 to 75 should see a doctor to consider a screening for prostate cancer. Don't sit on the sideline. Prostate cancer is nearly 100% survivable if caught early. For more information, visit arprostatecancer.org.